You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, I was thinking that most people don't take into consideration about obesity is a majority of us that have struggled have had some kind of traumatic experience, whether it been sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, being neglected. And it just gets so deep and it changes your whole path. It's almost like it changes your DNA. And whenever we don't deal with the trauma, anybody for that fact, and a lot of us have dealt with it by food, by comforting ourselves with that, because food hasn't hurt us and food, you know, is not the enemy. And not to say anything, we just comfort ourselves with that and never get to the bottom of what we are really up against. And we're going to talk about that and so much more. And well, welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I am Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, you know, trauma is amazing. What it does to us, what it does not only mentally, but physically, spiritually, it affects every part of a human being. And then what most people have never dealt with, they tend to let it just drain them. And so they turn to something. You know, some people, you know, abuse, you know, drugs, or somebody abuses, you know, alcohol, or I don't know what they, you know, abuse, but, you know, or food and having a bad relationship with food. And we're going to roll up our sleeves, Brandon, and talk about this. But before we roll up our sleeves and talk about it, I'd love, you know, getting 5-star reviews. And we have a lot of love of people that are listening to the show. People have said their lives have been changed. People have said that, you know, they started their weight loss journey as a result of listening to the podcast. And these 5-star reviews, you could go to theobesityrevolution.com and listen to any episode on your favorite platform. And you can also go down to the bottom of that page and hit there and say, leave a 5-star review. So without further ado, here's one of our next 5-star reviews.
Another 5-star review from New Journey Jazz. Been following Sean Mulroney's journey for some time now on Instagram and Facebook. His story is so inspiring, and the passion in his voice shows how determined he is to meet his goals.
Thank you so much for that 5-star review. It does me good to hear that and for you to love. And we want to give that love back to everyone that does that for us. But, you know, Brandon, what do you think about this traumatic experiences that people go through that, you know, number one, with the obesity, you working with obese people, you've seen it firsthand. And tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, life is crazy. It's never smooth. Everybody has different experiences, and you know, everybody has typically had something drastic or dramatic happen in their life. And I find that happens a lot of times working with, you know, the obesity community. Food is the first thing we turn to. We do that because we temporarily feel good. When we eat, you know, it satisfies us for a little bit, takes our mind off something of whatever we may be going through. But we gotta turn that and flip that switch around. You know, life isn't fair. Life isn't easy, but we can always take these, pains that we may have and turn them into a purpose. And that's where we really try to flip the script with the individuals that we work with, just to see if we can get them moving forward and make some progression with, you know, whatever it is they may be going through in life.
Well, you think about it, there's all kinds of hormones that change with a person that suffer, you know, from something from childhood, even, you know, they carry it into adulthood, and then to experience that and to cover it or to mask it. Well, what better way to do that with food, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, the thing that people say is one thing I have against necessarily food addiction is that we have to have food. You know, we don't have to have drugs or alcohol, but the food is that having them bad relationship with food, like I did, you know what I mean? You drink, you know, pop, you drink it like it's going out of style. You drink, you know, you eat fast food. And then it's like, you almost, is it, do you think it's self-medication, Brandon? that people do that? Or do you think it's like, you know, nowhere else to go? What would you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's one, self-medication, because you don't have the tools to go somewhere else. So we're, you know, feeding the wrong medication, and then therefore is flipping our body around and making things worse. So if we're already, you know, struggling from some depression or anxiety or anything like that, that, you know, we typically deal with, then all of a sudden we throw these horrible foods into the equation that, like you were mentioning, you know, flip our hormones around, which make it us then chemically unbalanced. So then all of a sudden the depression and the anxiety skyrocket through, you know, and we don't realize what's going on. So we just keep digging this hole. But then it's to sit there and try to realize, man, I think this food may be a big factor of a lot of the stuff that I'm going through, and it's not helping anything. You know, I don't know anybody that's had a massive McDonald's meal and just 20 minutes later been like, man, I feel fantastic, you know? Right. So we've got to find those things. And if you're doing something where you're not just feeling great afterwards, we need to slowly start eliminating it and look to replace it with something that is going to make us feel good or help us battle whatever we're battling.
That's good. And that's deep too, Brandon. And such is our next guest, okay? Let's get right into it. I'm going to introduce our guest. I can't wait for everybody to hear her story. Her name is Brittany Booth. She's one of our tour VIP members. So Brittany, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How are you?
Oh my goodness, I am great. Thank you so much for having me on here today.
Well, the honor is all ours, Brittany. We want to get into your story and we want everybody to hear that. How long have you struggled with obesity?
I honestly have battled my weight my whole life. I was, you know, a young child who struggled with my weight, and it followed me into, you know, my teenage years. And I mean, here I am now, 27, and I'm still battling this beast.
Wow. Well, then go into a little bit about your childhood. You know, you said you struggled with it as a child. Give us a little bit of backstory about your childhood.
Yeah. So I was one of those kids who, like many others, I grew up with abandonment issues. I grew up, you know, my mom had decided that she would rather be with, you know, a man on the internet than her own kids. And my sister and I were 4 and 5 and left with a 16-year-old babysitter. And, you know, luckily I have amazing grandparents who had stepped in and they, you know, took us in and loved us and raised us. But there was always a void there. So for us, my grandparents were always, you know, food is comfort, you know. So we grew up in a household where, you know, she cooked for an army rather than 4 of us. Mm. And food was always in excess. And so, you know, obviously when you feel like the only people in the world who should want you, your mom and dad, when they don't want you, why would anybody else in the world want you?
Wow.
So I think you start to build up a wall of, you know, I'm just going to stay in my own little safe space and, you know, where I'm going to eat to feel better. So obesity was something I grew up around. My mom was overweight. My grandma was overweight. My sister was overweight. It was a household problem. Fast forward, you know, you grow up and, you know, those things that triggered you as a child seem to be a long-lasting effect, because then as you grow up and you get into relationships, you have those same abandonment issues. And as some people may or may not know, you know, I was 19 years old when I had my son, 21 when I had my daughter. My daughter was 2 weeks old, and their dad, you know, passed away of a brain aneurysm unexpectedly. Mm. So here I am, a 21-year-old mom, single mom overnight, with a newborn and a 2-year-old. And once again, I've been abandoned. And obviously, this is in a different manner. But again, what do? You start eating, because I don't ever want to be in a relationship again. I want to isolate. I just want to, I was to the point, I didn't even care. You know, like I had so bad postpartum depression, my anxiety and depression were spiraling. I just honestly, getting out of bed was a chore for me.
You just didn't want to go on, is what you didn't want to. You had your children, but man, to lose your children's father, and then it just was like one thing led into another, and it's sort of like a downward spiral. Did you feel that way? That it was just like you weren't going to get out of it.
Yeah, I definitely felt just like, you know, this is what else, you know, why me? Why is this happening? And so, again, I knew that my kids were my motivation and that I couldn't sit in the house and I couldn't just rot in bed. I had to get up and do something. So I would get up and I would do what I had to as a mom. You know, my kids were fed and bathed and loved and cared for, but I still continue to, you know, put my kids in bed at night and go grab a box of Little Debbie cakes, or, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner was coming from a fast food restaurant. And it was just, you know, it was unhealthy. And my son, who was two, he's very, very thin. And it's so funny. My son's actually on Weight Gainers. He's so thin. And for me, it was the, I'm setting them up for unhealthy habits. You know, McDonald's Happy Meals is not a good meal for a child. Is it okay once in a while? You know, of course, my kids, I'm real. My kids eat Happy Meals. But I didn't want to be that type of mom. So I started dieting and I would lose 30, 40 pounds and I would give up. Or, you know, once I lost 70 pounds and I looked and felt so good, and then my anxiety got the best of me and right back to the junk food, the fast food, the Debbie cakes. And I always made excuses for when I get to 300 pounds, I'll go on a diet. Okay, 350, I'll go on a diet. Mm. And one day I got on the scale and it said 376 and my heart broke. I just felt helpless, alone. You know, what will I do? I'm so far into this. How will I ever get out of it?
Brandon, think about that. You said something, you know, earlier in the show about, you know, people that they, you know, they deal with it. They want to get that way. And to Brittany's story, what are your thoughts on what Brittany has been through to where, you know, she said, I'm going to go on a diet when I'm 300 pounds, 350 pounds, and then 376. And it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. One, it's just, it's incredibly tough. You know, going through all that or whatever somebody else may be going through. But we knock ourselves way too much. You know, as Brittany, I'm sure when we were going through that, you probably didn't feel much of anything, or worth much of anything, but you don't, you know, you realize, not my hope that you do now, to go through situations as that and still hear fighting, you're incredibly strong, you know, yeah. Whether it was you when you were 19, 21, you know, where you're at now at 27, just being here and getting through the motions of life going through that, you're incredibly strong. And I wish other people would dive in and look at how incredibly strong they are too. Cause it's, oh, my depression, my anxiety. And you let that define you, and you don't realize that, yeah, you're going to have some depression and anxiety going through things like that, but you're still going through it and you're pushing. And if you can get through something like that, oh man, going into nutrition and exercise is going to be easy. So if we can channel that and change that, and you can realize that you're the warrior that yes. you are, we just need to re-channel that, because again, the things people have gone through, such as Brittany and stuff like that, have formed you, and you can use that to create that as a strength. It's not comfortable, and we don't choose to do it, but we got to make the best of it. And it sounds like Brittany's right on that path to do that.
Do you feel, Brittany, that you've had that turning point or that switch that flipped?
I think I'm honestly in the process of that. I don't want to say I'm fully there. I decided about 6 months ago that enough was enough, that, you know, I have two kids that are getting older, and, you know, there's so many things that I want to do with them. And I don't want to ever be a reason that my children don't get to experience something. Mm-hmm. And so I decided that, you know, out of all this ugly, you know, stuff that we've been through, that I'm going to learn to spread kindness like confetti. When I feel negative, I'm going to flip it to a positive. You know, when maybe I don't sit well with another person, I'm going to look for the positive in them. That I don't want to sit here and self-pity and drown myself in negativity.
That's right.
So I think for me, it's just been, you know, learning that, you know, I got a treadmill and getting on the treadmill for 1 mile. And, you know, I would get on there and I'm huffing and puffing and I'm sweating and can't breathe. But I was like, you know what? You got this. And then the next day, I'm going to get on here again, even though I don't want to. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to try to go 10 seconds faster, or I'm going to kick up that speed, you know, 2 notches, because I can do this. And I think that has been one of the things that keep me motivated. But honestly, one of my biggest motivations has been the obesity revolution, because there are so many people out there who need help, who need support, who want to make changes. And, you know, I just decided one day that I'm just going to air out everything. I'm going to be vulnerable and real and raw. And it has been an amazing outcome from that. I have had so much love and support and encouragement, and I've given the same thing back. And it has just been something so amazing to be a part of.
Speaking of which, how, and Brittany, you are, you're a bright and shining star to all of us, and you do spread kindness like confetti. I mean, you just do. I mean, everybody's there. Everybody knows Brittany. You reach out to everybody, even in our, you know, our support group, you know, too. And even in our, you know, our meetings you do. But how did you find the obesity revolution, and what does the obesity revolution mean to you, and how has it changed your life?
Yeah. So the way I found it, I honestly was just on Facebook, and I was just Googling, you know, like obese groups and, you know, morbidly obese and all of these ugly terms that, you know, I knew that I needed help, and I knew that I needed somewhere to go. And I had joined other groups, and, you know, it's not to take away from anybody else's, you know, group. But for me, it was just, there wasn't enough support there. There wasn't an authentic core value there of true wanting to help others. And I kind of fluctuated, you know, with the idea of joining the group. And I joined. And, you know, I was there and I was like, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I don't know what to say to these people, you know, because I'm somebody who seeks validation and approval. And, you know, that's something else I'm working on. So I just decided one day to make a post, make a video. I was going to share something that made me so uncomfortable. I couldn't even look at the post because I was so uncomfortable, but I did it. And then it got a response, and then people started commenting. And then a few weeks later, other people were making videos and sharing photos. And it was just this amazing thing that happened. And, you know, I was just so blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, for me, the obesity revolution, in one word, is family. It's family. It's support. Yeah. It's where, when you feel like you don't belong anywhere and there's nowhere for you turn here, and this is your safe place.
Man.
This is where you come for help. You come for encouragement. When you're having a bad day and you're sitting in your car with Chick-fil-A eating the Lord's chicken, you just, you know, you might be crying, but you get on that group and you know what? You're going to see something to encourage you. You're going to have made connections with people that, you know, you can reach out to them anytime for support. You're going to have, you know, people who are willing to be a mentor to you, who are willing to share their, you know, their trouble and their journey, and maybe, you know, share what's worked for them. And something I have found is that in those vulnerable moments when you're feeling the weakest, you know, Sean, you always tell us, share. That's when you share. That's when you show up. That's when you do it. So I might have just eaten 2,000 calories at Chick-fil-A, but you know what? I do a video about it. And I tell people, hey, I've killed it. Last week, I lost 7.5 pounds. Today, I just had a Chick-fil-A buffet. And we have to learn to take that as, you know, this is a journey. This isn't, you know, a walk in the park. This is going to have ups and downs. And quite honestly, maybe more downs than ups for a while. But we just have to remember every day to show up and, you know, show out. Do what you said you were going to do. Hold yourself accountable. And even on your bad days, don't give up.
Wow, Brittany. Brandon, look at the fruit of your labor. I mean, what we've done, and whenever it started 3 years ago, to where finding a Brittany Booth, you know, showing up, you know, sharing it and showing up whenever she didn't want to.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Brandon? I mean, and her even talking about doing small tweaks leads to great peaks, you know, because these little extra changes, I get goosebumps.
First off, just grateful for Brittany being on the show and sharing this for individuals and what she shares on our VIP page and our Obesity Revolution group and all that. Because one, it goes to show people you're not the only one going through it. And being honest, there's a lot of people out there that aren't going to take that step out there yet, but you can take that pain and turn it into your purpose and your passion. It is painful, especially if you're sitting there like Brittany just said, she crushed the week before, lost 7 pounds or something like that. That looks good. And then that next week, we all have that drastic thing that happens, or we just over the top binge for whatever reason why. We don't want to share that because then it looks like we're failing, and we don't like to share those feelings of failure. We want everything to be a highlight reel, you know? And but it keeps it real when somebody shares that, because then that gives somebody else motivation. Like, oh my gosh, I know Brittany's crushing it, and you know, she probably wouldn't go off on a binge like this, but then they see that real person come through, and it gives them a little more hope, a little more motivation. And then it becomes into that community. Cause again, you're not the only one that's ever gone through something. There's somebody out there that's already been through that can help you. If you share your story, maybe there's something that you've been through that somebody else is going through that they need your help and your assistance, and everybody can feed off each other, to be successful in whatever they're trying to do. It's a group that does that. And Brittany is showing that's what we do in our group,
man. That's exciting. Oh, man. I'm giddy like a schoolgirl. I mean, seriously. And you know what Brittany does? We have workouts 3 times a day, 5 days a week, where the videos that, you know, Brandon, you know, created us working out. But how many times a day do you normally work out with the group?
Yeah, I usually do 2 times a day. I do the morning workout and then I do the afternoon workout. So I do the first and last workout of the day.
And let me ask you a question. I want you to be honest, okay? What do you think about Brandon Glore and his wonderful Brandon Glore workouts?
Well, you see, no, I'm just kidding. I think that it's honestly amazing, because I know that, you know, for me, you know, I have full mobility and I'm very blessed to be able to, you know, do those things. And so I think that it's amazing to see a video where you can see different people at different stages. So there's somebody, you know, sitting down in a chair doing it. And there's somebody who's maybe sitting in a chair, but then they're also standing up. And then there's somebody, you know, who is fully standing, who's doing the workout the same way that I do. And I think even for me, like, you know, sometimes when you're on your second workout of the day and you're doing the gauntlet, you know, and you're dying because, you know, you can't do any more squats. And, you know, sometimes even I, you know, like if I've gotten my mile or two in for the day and I'm on my second workout, some of those workouts, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do these, you know, certain workouts sitting because my legs are tired. Or, you know, and like Brandon always says in the videos, you know, any movement is good movement. So even if I am tired and I've, you know, worked out a lot today, I want to show up. So I'm still going to sit in my chair or sit on my box and I'm going to, you know, do my, you know, dumbbell lifts, or I'm going to do my whatever, because it's still movement and I'm still not giving up. I'm still taking my 10 or 15 seconds to breathe, to rest. I don't feel like I'm failing. But then I can still go back and, you know, those last 10 seconds when Brandon's yelling at us to finish, you know, cross that line, you know, pushing for that, because I'm like, oh God, Brandon's going to get me if I don't.
He's the boogie Brandon.
For those listening, I just want to reflect on that, especially with these group Zoom workouts people are doing, which is awesome. You know, there's all the modifications, but what people don't realize is, you know, they may see somebody like Brittany or Stella or Melissa who are doing full-fledged, the full workout standing, no modifications. That's not how they started either. You know, they may have started on the box doing 90% of it seated and then slowly worked their way through. So when you're in that diverse group of individuals, you know, if you're one of those that maybe have joined our group and you're doing it seated and you're feeling defeated because you see somebody like Brittany standing up doing it all, remember, she may not have started off at that point just like the majority of everybody else, and you got to work your way through. So don't, you know, look at that, or anybody else who's at the gym, don't look at what somebody else is doing. Stay in your lane, focus on doing just a little bit more than you did last time and continuing to push with hopes to continue to get to the point where maybe you stand the whole way through. But it's just that group and that community, again, to circle back to that, that keeps everybody going in those groups. And you got people like Brittany in there who make it a joy.
And that's why Brandon Glore is the greatest coach for people that are struggling with obesity, because it's an encouraging thing. You know, he encourages us, you know, and he always says it in every video, right, Brittany? He's like, hey, you know, if you can't do it, do it seated, do whatever you can. And he has the different variations. And, you know, if you can't do it, take a break, you know, like, he said, because if you're not pushing yourself, you're not going to want to take a break. But if you want to take a break, that's a good thing. Brandon, good. That's really powerful stuff, what you said, and you're right on. But here's the thing: we're coming down to the close of this, Brittany, and it's been amazing having you on. But, you know, we know how you got in here, you know, your life of, you know, traumatic experiences. And I am truly sorry, but I believe it's really made you who you are. And that you love spreading kindness. You use your negative, you purpose your pain and made it a purpose and give others a purpose, because I know other people wouldn't be there if it wasn't for you. But my thing to you is, what are you doing now for tour? I mean, you're doing a lot, but tell us a little bit about some of the things, how you reach out to people, and then how many people have joined the tour VIP program as a result of you from everything you've done.
Yeah. So, I came on the group and, you know, just started posting. Then I was kind of given the opportunity to be one of the admins of the group. So I'm an admin on the Tour VIP group, the Ladies of Influence, and the Obesity Revolution Support Group. And then I kind of have, you know, trickled over to the customer service side. So for me now, I am the client service organizer of the Obesity Revolution. So for me, it's just, you know, when a new person hits our group, I want to be, you know, one of the first people they have contact with. I want to schedule a phone call. I want to send a little message to let them know that, you know, you're not just a number in a group. You're a person. You matter. We want you here. You know, and I try to make a personal connection with them, because I just think that things today in today's society are so robotic that for me, having that personal touch of knowing, you know, Joe, you matter, you know, you do matter. We value you as a person. You're not a number to us. So that's something that I really try to do to everybody. And then honestly, just in day-to-day life, whether I'm at the grocery store, whether I'm in a, you know, on a social media platform, I always try to spread the word of the Obesity Revolution. And not in a way that's pushy or like, you know, let me sell you this Tupperware container, because we don't want a Tupperware container. You know, I try to come at people as like, listen, this is my story. This is what has helped me. And if this can help me, and I'm somebody anxiety driven, you know, depression, you know, I'm a self-sabotager, you know, when things are going good, I want to know why it's going good. And people have just been drawn to that. And so far, over 20 people have come to the Obesity Revolution support group. And of those people, I think Sean had said 12 people have joined VIP.
Man. Oh. It's amazing. And let me say this to that effect, you know, you reaching out to people, like we have 1500 members in our support group meeting and in our support group page, she reached out to, you know, just started, we have a whole army that's doing that now as a result of it, but she reached out and she even reached out, Brandon, to our producer Shu, because she didn't know who it was. And she sent him a message. She's like, hey, I see you're on, you know, this, just wanted to see, you know, you don't, you know, post much, if there's anything I can do to help. And then Shu responded, hey, Brittany, thanks. I go by Shu, not Bill Smith, but everybody knows me. If you heard the word Shu, and I do the production, you know, video production and the podcast. And oh, she sent the message back and says, oh, I feel really ridiculous right now, and I'm so sorry. But that made a really incredible impression on Shu. And so now Shu's now a Tour VIP member as a result of Brittany.
Listen, I really felt like such a fool, because I was just on my thing and I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm going to send him a message. We need to get him to a workout. Come on, no excuses, buddy. And he's like, oh, no, just kidding. I'm highly involved, okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit over here in my lane because I don't know what I'm doing.
And she's got me doing the workouts now.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, I see that. Shu just chimed in. Before we go, too, I got two things to say. What do you think about those 10-second breaks that Brandon gives us?
Well, Brittany? You don't want my honest opinion.
Well, yes, we do. Come on.
I'm just kidding. I honestly think as quick as 10 seconds goes and you barely have time to catch your breath, I do think that it is good, because to me, it's somebody who you work for that. You're like, okay, man, 20 seconds and I can sit down for 10 seconds. Or, you know, if I get through this second round, I have a 60 second break to breathe before, you know, gauntlet round two. And I think, look, you do that though, because you have to look at that as like your whole life, you know, like, you get through this storm And then here's the good part, you know, like you work through this hard part and you're sweating and can't breathe, but okay, 60 seconds is coming. Or, you know, push through those last 10 seconds, get two more box squats in. Okay, you have 10 seconds for your legs to regroup for a second.
Yes, but you often get mad at Brandon too, though, right? I mean, you're not
going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I have had a few choice words for Brandon.
And everybody else does too. You hear them in the background. Brandon, you just talk too much. You just, you know.
about looking at the positive there, I said you could be grateful that it's 10 seconds because I could make it five, right?
Oh, Brandon, listen. Okay, Brandon, that's enough.
Sean, don't mess this up for me.
I'm done poking the bear. I'm sorry. But here, final thing, Brittany, listen to this. What would you say to someone listening right now, okay, that you would say to them about just, you know, doing their first workout, showing up for a tour VIP, coming to a tour VIP meeting, or want to, you know, how to try it or give it a try?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say, you know, no matter where you're at in your journey, whether you are, you know, 2 years into this and you've lost weight, you're brand new and you're just starting to question, you know, what you can do, I would say give it a shot. You know, go to theobesityrevolution.com, take a look at the website. The website, even in the past couple months, has changed and progressed so much and offers so much more now. You know, join one of us for a workout. You know, if you're not comfortable being on camera, turn it off, mute yourself. You know, no need to let people hear you heavy breathing and see your sweat. Just show up, you know, let us know you're there, introduce yourself, you know, then turn everything off. And then maybe the next time, turn your camera on, but maybe leave it facing down or, you know, facing up so we can't see you. And then before and after, talk about it. And then, you know, maybe progress to a point where you're comfortable being on camera. And even those who, you know, are in the group and new members, I just say post. If you think about it, if it crosses your mind, post it. You know, don't overthink it. Don't talk yourself out of it. You know, share that vulnerable moment. Share that recipe. Share that you're having a great week. Share that you're having a bad week, because somebody somewhere needs to hear that.
Man, Brittany, you are one incredible woman, and I'm so thankful that you're part of the Obesity Revolution. You've been a blessing to me, an encouragement to me, an inspiration to me, and you're crushing it. But Brandon, final thought before we go. I mean, you did a great job, Brittany.
Thank you.
Yeah, just Brittany, we appreciate you being big part of this process now and helping getting people in and motivated to go. And for those out there listening, you're just as capable of it as well. And, you know, excited to see what, you know, Brittany has to offer us, you know, 12 weeks from now.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, on behalf of the whole Obesity Revolution team, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Gore. Stay healthy.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.